producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Edition with Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
We just read an article in the previous segment about a woman who apparently enlisted the help of her psychologist to blind herself.
Well, you would too if your eyes were screaming.
Well, that's what she claimed once they used liquid Drano
in her eyes.
In her eyes. After numbing them, I suppose that's a good thing, but even with the numbing...
Well, she purchased the numbing drops on the internet from Canada.
Okay, that's good. I guess that this woman has some kind of condition. What's this condition called? Body disassociation?
Body image identity disorder or something like that? Integrity disorder.
Body.
Image integrity disorder.
Yeah, whatever it is. So she
always, body integrity. I don't know.
She always, basically always felt like she was blind. And she just had to have that be real for her. So now she is. And she's happy about it?
I guess.
Did they do an interview afterwards? Like, yeah. Well, I sure am happy about this blindness. Okay, well, let's go to Lynn calling in from Philadelphia. Lynn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Glenn from Philadelphia. Hi.
Glenn, gotcha.
Yes, I gotcha. First things first, Johnson, are you big?
Sure am.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have you pegged for a big Johnson. Anyway.
That's right.
Anyway. Okay, now, first of all, who's going to pay for her braille lessons? Who's going to pay for her seeing eye dog? Who's going to pay for a white cane with a red tip and every other adaptive thing under the sun that she's going to need to live her new life?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's what I want to know.
Hopefully no one.
Hopefully she pays for it herself.
Well, that, yeah. Or that.
I always self-identified as a government dependent.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now also, you may or may not remember that I'm a registered nurse by trade, okay? I've worked with psych patients. I presently work with people who are disabled through no fault of their own. Yeah. Okay, one of the primary criteria for... institutionalizing someone against their will for, say, a 72-hour observation period is whether or not he or she is a danger to herself, himself, or others. Okay, I would say blinding oneself is dangerous. You know, you're going to hurt yourself if you do that.
Yeah. What if you have a license to practice psychology and you might be a danger to others?
Yeah, well, that's more of an ethics violation. You know, doctors have the Hippocratic Oath, nurses have with the Nightingale Pledge, believe it or not. It has the same sentiment in there. Plus, even without pledges, there is still ethics and law pertaining to the matter. Okay, so now if I were a family member or someone who's going to be compelled, who is at variance with this idea, and I was going to be involved in, you know, caring for this person, I would assume that I have standing, and I would sue the living tar out of that psychologist and do everything in my power to get that person, get that person charged with a criminal activity. That psychologist should be charged with a criminal act.
Let me ask you this, though, Glenn. So people have been doing a variety of sort of self-mutilation throughout the years. We started with, like ear piercings and tattoos. Those are relatively old.
I had to watch up. Yeah, through cutters overnight and stuff like that.
Yeah, cutters. Cutters are one. Yeah. People are doing piercings from which they hang themselves and have been doing that for well over a decade. This is kind of...
Oh, with the giant hooks.
The giant, like, meat hooks they hang themselves with, and yucky. Tattoos on their faces.
I consider that irresponsible because they're subjecting themselves... Anytime you break the skin, you're creating a portal of infection. So this person's... deliberately doing something that's going to, if this person gets a horrific infection, then they're going to go to the hospital. That's going to deplete, insurance funds and social programs. You know, who's paying for the injuries? You know, it's a burden. They're making themselves burdens to society and other people when they incur the, negative outcomes from this sort of thing. I mean,
even a tattoo on the hand is said to bring down your earning potential. So, I mean, you're not going to sue the tattoo artist for that, though, right?
But, okay, you know, so I think it would be disingenuous then at this point to pretend that the magnitude doesn't matter.
Magnitude seems to matter in the circumstance. It seems to.
There's a big difference between finding oneself and getting a tat, you know. No, I'm not pretending that, you know, life is ever going to be devoid of risk or people, you know. But I'm sorry, you know, blinding yourself I have no problem with society labeling that as pathological and saying, no, we aren't going to let you do that.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks.
855-450-3733. Starchild calling in from San Francisco. Starchild, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's well. How you been?
Awesome.
Good to hear. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about sex work. Some of you know, I'm a sex worker myself, and I'm also a longtime libertarian activist. This is one of the areas of activism, and things have really been heating up on this front this year. I haven't been listening religiously lately, so I don't know how much you guys have talked about some of this stuff, but there was an August 25th raid by a number of agencies, including the New York Police Department, but most notably the Federal Department of Homeland Security, on this male adult escort website, rentboy.com.
Rentboy.
Well, yeah, we talked about Rentboy, but I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on it.
Yeah, so this is pretty close to home. As I was actually currently an advertiser at the time, and this is coming in the wake of
an advertiser? I'm not entirely sure what that means.
I was advertising on the site, my services.
Okay. So you were a boy that could be rented? Is that the idea?
Yes, my time can be rented.
Gotcha.
The Federal Department of Homeland Security being involved in something that has nothing to do with terrorism or national security or anything of the kind, basically just going after a website for allegedly facilitating prostitution.
A bomb.
What's that have to do with anything?
Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
They're supposed to keep the homeland secure, and I'm just trying to figure out how they're involved, and maybe they thought the toys were bombs.
Gotcha.
So on, I think part of their involvement, I believe, is because I think that we are making some real progress on the fight to decriminalize sex work.
I agree.
A little while before that, Amnesty International, you know, probably the biggest and most famous human rights group in the world, came out with a major study and report that they did, and their conclusion is that criminalizing adults for consensual prostitution is a violation of human rights. And in the wake of that, several lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans organizations also came out with similar positions. And meanwhile, this ongoing case had been brewing with another website, Backpage.com, which is kind of like Craigslist.
Yeah.
And Craigslist a couple of years ago was gone after by a number of state attorneys general. And they were told that, you have to pull your erotic services section that they had on their site where people could advertise, for adult entertainment. And so Craigslist basically buckled eventually in the face of all this pressure. And then subsequently, this Illinois county, Cook County in Illinois, prosecutor Tom Dart started going after Backpage, which is kind of a similar site with similar listings. And the Backpage wouldn't fold. And Backpage actually had been owned by Village Voice, which did some terrific reporting on, how all this sex trafficking stuff that they're trying to peddle is just kind of fear-mongering. One way we can tell we're winning on this is that, back in the day, prostitution used to be attacked as immoral. People would say that, women or others engaged in prostitution were fallen or, ethically compromised and all this kind of
stuff. How do they do it now? How do they attack them now?
Now, we're the victims. I mean, it's mostly they talk about it in terms of women, like people myself as a male sex worker, you know.
That's what I want to talk to you about, Star Child, because Amnesty International has come out with some guidelines for sex work and in support of sex workers, but there are other sort of human rights organizations out there that are vilifying sex work by saying everybody who's doing it is human trafficked. And I want to talk to you about that here in a moment. 855-453. It's 855-450-3733.
Whatever happened to you, you're applying for some type of a loan, whether online or in person, when it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you.
Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you care about your online privacy, well, you need to check out ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does it all right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, even Linux support. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now, ProXPN has even more services, servers than before, giving you greater speed and security. They've also integrated Nonkly.com to mask your emails if you get the premium account. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code, FTL50. And it can have it can end up being cheaper than per month than a good cup of coffee. Now, they've sweetened the deal even further. If you go to proxpn.com/amp and you pay with Bitcoin, you can get 2 years of the ProXPN service for only basically $50. $5 of that purchase will go to the AMP program to help us spread the ideas of liberty. It's a huge savings, but only if you pay with Bitcoin. You keep hearing about online privacy and how it's getting infringed. You go to proxpn.com now and use coupon code FTL50. Or go to proxpn.com/amp, take advantage of the AMP offer, and help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy.
It's like drain cleaner in the eyes of spies.
That's exactly what it's right. So a minor star in the libertarian movement, a star child, called in the last segment. Starchild's famous for being at in libertarian events for the last couple of decades, and Starchild is unashamedly a sex worker.
Now, and he is the most flamboyant person at the Libertarian Party convention always.
Yeah, it's always nice to see him. Starchild, thanks for calling in. And you mentioned in the last segment, one thing that I thought was very interesting is Amnesty International recently came out with, what was it, guidelines for sex work?
No, they came out with a big study that they did and a report that found that, you know, they did a lot of interviews and research in different countries and so forth, and their finding was that criminalizing consensual adults for commercial sex is a violation of human rights. So you know, there's a pretty huge stress in the movement.
Because sex is legal, paying somebody to do something is legal, but paying somebody for sex, not legal. And it's a strange little idea, but now they've, like you've said, they've gone from, you know, calling it immoral to calling it supporting of human trafficking. This is what you hear every time, whether people are talking about porn. If it's porn, they'll say, well, the girls have been, they're just not smart enough to think for themselves.
They've been groomed.
They were raised a certain way. They never had an opportunity to think for themselves and all this other stuff. Not, you know, hey, they're taking money for sex, which, frankly, most people would do.
It's a very condescending argument, but I think that the opposition has realized that the old morality, you know, religion-based arguments about prostitution just don't fly anymore, so now they're trying to conflate it, you know, with sex trafficking and pimping and all these other things, which are actually exacerbated when you make it illegal, because then, as we know with black markets, when you create a black market, it attracts violent crime and you know, things that otherwise wouldn't be going on, just as we've seen with drug prohibition. And the latest cover of Reason magazine, you know, probably the biggest libertarian magazine, it has a great cover story headline. It says, "Sex Trafficking is the New War on Drugs." Elizabeth Nolan Brown wrote a terrific piece, which I encourage everybody to check out. It's just online now as well, since the magazine came out.
I almost brought that in as a piece of prep tonight.
We'll have that posted up on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com within the next 10 minutes. Starchild, I really appreciate you calling in and letting us know about this.
Could I mention one other thing really quick?
You certainly can.
Also mentioned in the Reason, same issue with that cover story about our lawsuit in California. We're suing to overturn the state's anti-prostitution law as unconstitutional. And,
who's we?
Got a very strong... the Erotic Service Providers Legal Education and Research Project, ESPLR, Decriminalize sexwork.com is the website people can visit to read more about that and support the lawsuit. It's in federal district court right now. We're waiting for a ruling from the judge. If he rules against us and grants the opposition's motion to dismiss, we're going to appeal it to the Ninth Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the most liberal federal circuit court, and we hope we'll have a better chance there. But we need, we're trying to raise $30,000 to fund that appeal.
It's never easy. I sincerely hope you can pull it up because this could, you know, California, one of the biggest places in the world. It's, what, the eighth economy in the world if it was its own country. So
yeah,
if things can get changed.
Yeah, and we're really making progress here. We just, our local meeting of the Sex Workers Outreach Project, another group, we had a state legislator show up with his aide. We didn't even know the guy was coming. We hadn't invited him, you know, like half a dozen of us there, and the state legislator walks in, which is, I know, not as big a deal in New Hampshire, where you have actually more accountable, you know, state legislators.
But it's a big deal in California.
Yeah, yeah, each of these guys has, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of constituents in their district.
Yeah.
And so this guy came in, he said, I want you guys to come to our October 20th hearing and testify, you know, he said he's in favor of legalization. You know, he's holding his hearing on sex trafficking in the Public Safety Committee and the State Assembly. So, yeah, things are heating up. You know, I think that the tide is turning on this, as it has with the war on drugs, and we can have a big victory potentially for liberty here.
Yeah, I sincerely hope you all the best. Wish you all the best on this one, Star Trout.
So, Star Trout, I've got a question for you. Since you did mention New Hampshire, when are you moving?
Oh, God.
You know, it's I haven't forgotten about you guys, and I do plug the Free State Project all the time. I wish you the best. I may be there eventually. It's not like in the cards immediately, but you know, it's something I think about, and I do you know, I think what you're doing up there is awesome, and I tell people that Gene is the libertarian activist capital of the world.
Thanks so much, Charchild.
Hope to see you in Orlando over Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. See you at the Libertarian National Convention there. It should be an awesome time.
Yes, it will.
So there's the old joke.
I think Starchild will move here the moment that they discover a way scientifically to allow him to walk around in nothing but a Speedo in the dead of winter.
You know, if you're a gay sex worker, San Francisco might be the right place for you. I would love Starchild to move here. He's a phenomenal activist, but people have to look at what's right for them at the same time. There's the old
Derek just moved to San Francisco from Keene.
Yes, Derek J., our former co-host, and I hope the best for him, too.
I don't know. From what I heard about the Republican convention, I would think that, you know, if you could find a place that's staunchly Republican, that would probably also be a great place to be a gay sex worker.
You know, the old joke, I'm reminded of, you know, the person, the lady who says that sex work is, you know, that prostitution's a terrible thing. A guy offers her $500,000 for sex. She says, okay. Then he offers her $5. She says, what kind of woman do you take me for? He says, we've already established that.
Right.
Now we're just dickering over price.
Right.
And this is ultimately what it's about. I mean, if you're willing to take $1 million, then you're one, too. Everybody's a hooker. 855-450-3733. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been all over the board this evening, from the Republican debate criteria to a psychologist who's blind to the willing woman.
Sometimes after watching the Republican debates, don't you feel a little bit like blinding yourself?
No, I really don't.
That's why you don't even watch the Republican debates.
I don't spend much time on it. I usually try to get the highlights I only do that because I feel like I'm obligated for the listeners.
I'm not saying I'm commenting on their appearance, but there's plenty of material there.
The feds shutting down rentboy.com, which was a gay prostitution website. And,
you were paying for time, and anything that happened was between consenting adults, Mark.
I wasn't paying for anything. Don't lay it on my door.
Colloquial you. The users of RentBoy.com.
Indeed.
Those were paying for time spent with one of the handsome gentlemen, and anything that happened was between consenting adults.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard those kind of things happen. The story gets... There's always a weirder one out there. from the dailymail.co.uk, an AP history teacher, Lynn Pierce, 64, was placed on paid leave from Heritage High School in Newport News, Virginia, because she used the N-word while discussing why some people object to the Washington Redskins name. What would you think if someone started a team called the Newport News N-words? Pierce asked the class. And this, apparently, was... That's it. I mean, this word is so loaded that you gotta go to timeout, is the teacher equivalent here. From the Daily Mail. A veteran Virginia high school teacher has been placed on administrative leave after using the N-word while discussing the use of derogatory names.
I agree. The word Washington should be stripped from the name of the Washington Redskins.
Really? You don't think the Washington Redskins should change their name?
Oh, I completely think they should, but I'm just making the joke that I find Washington, D.C. to be the more offensive of the two terms.
I get you. Johnson, Washington Redskins, change
the name? No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because it's ridiculous. It's been around forever, and they haven't had a problem with it. I mean, I think the whole, like...
I think people have had a problem with it.
Well.
People have had a problem with it. Now, there are a couple of exceptions to the whole, you know, this name is offensive thing. Florida State University, they actually have had petitions signed by the Seminole Tribe requesting that they not change the name.
Right.
Because the Seminole Tribe finds it to be an honor that the team mascot is named after them. They actually have someone that winds up dressing as Chief Osceola and riding the horse and throwing the flaming spear in midfield before all of the home games. So they look at it as a great honor. Now, there are some of the others, Redskins. There have been Blackhawks, the Chicago Blackhawks hockey team, where they're just, you know, sort of like taking a jab, like the Atlanta Braves.
I guess, you know, I'm probably a bad person to ask because of this. I'm of the opinion that if you care, you're kind of stupid. If there was a team that was like called the Whiteskins and they had a big redneck as their logo, I wouldn't care because who cares? Get a life.
Now,
it's a sports team. If you care about it and you care about their logo and their thing and you're chanting and you're putting face paint on, I don't care about you or your hobbies.
All right, so hold on. But before I continue with my thought that I had about government hypocrisy, I've got a question for you, Johnson.
Sure.
I play fantasy football with Chris Reitman, who has been a fill-in co-host.
Do you think
that we're both idiots and should die because we...
I didn't say that the people are idiots or should die. I just don't care. I don't care about your hobbies.
Well, okay.
And like, if you want to care about that, fine.
The reason I asked the question the way I did is because there are some libertarians...
That are anti-people with sports.
Yeah,
that's stupid,
too.
They're
anti-you entertaining yourself differently than they do.
Yeah, that's... ridiculous.
They're like,
those people are out of their minds.
You should die.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, because I do something other than smoke weed all day.
Sports serves a very important function in society. It is called social lubricant. It is what salespeople and general people in offices use to communicate in a way that's not about politics and religion and issues of the day, because sports don't matter. That's the whole point of sports, is so that people can actually use them to talk to each other without talking about anything important at all.
Right. So let me
hold on a second. For God's sakes, you've had the last 9 questions with Mr. Johnson here. Johnson, do you think that there would be something more objectionable about calling, say, the Minnesota Vikings the big, tall, blonde dullards?
I wouldn't care either way.
I don't care whether you care or not. I asked you a specific question. The question is, do you think it would be more or less objectionable, or more or equally objectionable as calling them the Vikings?
What if they called them the Whiteskins?
Well, I don't know how many people have called them the Whiteskins. Pale faces?
Sure.
Okay.
Who cares?
I do.
So you have a problem with, you know, like being judged or whatever by that, I guess.
I don't have as big of a problem because, I benefit from, being the dominant ethnicity in the area. But I would say that, look, I'm not interested in any sports teams being called any derogatory terms that refer to white people. Therefore, I would prefer not to have sports teams that refer to...
Is the term Redskin derogatory, or is it descriptive?
Redskins consider it that way. You know, like,
they've chosen... That's what I'm saying. They're choosing to be offended by that.
Well, yes, they're choosing to be offended by that. And people who are offended by anything are
choosing
to be offended.
If somebody goes around saying,
well,
you know why Whiteskins isn't a term? Because no one cares. Like, that's the whole thing. If you choose to be offended by something, you can make anything into a thing. If white people started getting offended by the term cracker, you could turn it into a thing.
The Notre Dame fighting Irish would be more offensive if it was the drunken Irish.
By the way, that's why I can say cracker on the radio, because no one cares. It's one of those terms that, like, white people aren't offended by. White people haven't made it into a thing.
I got to say that, you know, if a ethnic group is offended by a term, I'm going to be against it being used as a sports team. And, you know, I mean, I guess the Washington Redskins are taking the making the choice, but
sure,
they shouldn't get any government money.
Sure. Make the choice all you want. All I'm saying is, my opinion is, I don't care. If there are people out there that want to care and they want to get involved with that and do that, make that your thing. Go for it. That's what you want to make your life choices about is, you know, that's the ground that you want to stand on. Go for it. Obviously, that's important to you.
Caring's a continuum.
Sure, absolutely.
I don't care is at zero.
Right.
Now, you can have, there's a negative 10 to positive 10 continuum, and caring is one side or the other of this. Now, if you could say you're somewhere between negative 1 and negative 10 saying that you're against it, and positive 1 and positive 10 being for it, but... You know, for me, I'm not going to go out and I'm not going to Washington, D.C. to picket the stadium, so I'm not at a 10. But I'm going to say, okay, I see the point that the people are making here, and I support that point because it makes logical sense to me. It's unacceptable for a tax-funded major league team to call themselves a derogatory racial slur. So therefore, I am at some level between 3 and 1, for them changing their name.
So what about all of the derogatory racial slur names used by the military for their equipment?
Like?
The Apache helicopter.
The Tomahawk missile.
The Tomahawk missile.
Not derogatory.
Yes, it is. It's just as derogatory as Atlanta Braves.
The Fat Man Bomb.
Okay, so they call themselves, they call one of their devices a Claymore, which is a large, large sword that was used in Western Europe to kind of fend off other people. No one considers that derogatory, so therefore calling a Tomahawk missile is not worse because it's just a weapon.
They called one of the bombs they dropped on Japan, Fat Man, and that's sizist.
It was a fat bomb.
It was sizist.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. If I can't get people to comment on sports names, I don't know what I can do. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We got a woman who's apparently been suspended as a teacher, an AP teacher, for discussing, well, not just discussing, sort of being very explicit in what she meant here. She's discussing the idea that some people object to the Washington Redskins name, and she asked the class, what would you think if someone started a team called the Newport News N-Words? So that's the question on the table here. And, what I believe that this shows is, A, what a loaded term this is. You can use pretty much any other epithet, racially oriented epithet on the air, but you certainly can't. You can't say this one. That's because
I think there's also a huge difference between saying the N-word and saying black skins. Well, huge difference. Major difference.
What's the worst term you can use for an American Indian? Redskin was kind of the worst term you could use, right? Like, just because, like, you're saying that black skin or white skin relates to red skin, and I'm saying that it doesn't necessarily. The only two things that I've ever heard in relation to that is Injuns, which is kind of just a country, colloquial pronunciation of Indian, and which is what most Indians call themselves, Indians. Some people try to use the term Native American. I think that that's factually inaccurate. Everybody who's born in the United States is a Native American.
Right.
Some people are using First Peoples or First Nations. There's a variety
of
things.
That's the official term in Canada.
Yeah, it hasn't really stuck here in the United States.
So you asked, so I'm going to have to answer.
Yep.
And the worst possible term that you could probably use would be drunk.
That is, I suppose you could, but obviously it doesn't refer specifically to Indians.
Sure.
So redskin, I'm going to take redskin as the most derogatory term you can use for an American Indian. And so therefore, her analogy is somewhat similar. Right, so she's using the most derogatory term you can use for a black person, to and asking why is it that you can get away with the most derogatory term for an Indian, but you can't get away with the most derogatory term for a black person.
I can think of several derogatory terms that I will not repeat on the air that I don't think anybody would even dare to think of to use as team names.
There's a lot of them out there.
So just think of the derogatory term for people from Mexico or South America.
Yep, that's not a great one.
The derogatory term for people from most of Eastern Asia.
Yep, there's a few of those. And, you know, I guess one of the reasons, I believe, you were talking about the military using Indian-type words for
Apache,
military stuff.
Apache, Comanche, Chinook, Lakota, Cheyenne, Kiowa. Just to name a few.
Kiowa. There's a lot of them, and the reason they use them is, like, none of those are derogatory terms. They're just factual terms.
The worst
reason
terms
that they use them is because they respect the fierceness of these fighters, and they are, after all, a warrior organization. Johnson.
So I had forgotten them, but the two worst terms that I've heard for Indians, and I'm not going to say them in full, well, I'll say one of them in full, is tomahawk chucker. Is one.
Okay.
I've heard that before.
That's just dumb. That's like calling an Italian person spaghetti bender. Yeah. I mean,
spaghetti is incredibly easy to bend once you get it in hot water.
You do have to put it in hot water, otherwise you're going to break it. But you'd only know that because you've bent spaghetti.
A spaghetti bender.
That's kind of lame. All right.
The other one I've heard is prairie.
Yeah, I've heard that. I haven't heard that, but I get the idea of what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that's only a play on that other term.
And then the other two, actually there are two more, squaw and squanto.
Squaw, I thought was like a legit term. Squanto was like the real name of the guy that helped out the pilgrims. Yeah, I can see how they've been misused.
Squaw is a slang term for a female sexual organ.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real term for a female Indian.
Nope.
No.
No?
No.
There you go.
It's
that's
a slang term for a female sexual
it's
organ.
It's so commonly used slang that you thought it was a real term.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And it's actually, Daryl is absolutely correct. It is.
Mark, going back to, we're naming it in their honor, there was a college, I believe it was North Dakota or North Dakota State, that was the Sioux. And the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, told them, if you don't change your team mascot, you will be permanently barred from postseason activities.
So the school's actually in the Lakota Nation.
Yes.
Lakota Sioux Nation.
Yes.
And they're told that they have to change their name from the Sioux. See, this is one of the difficulties. This is what I've been told, and I've looked it up, and the best I can tell, this is, you know, not untrue, is that if you, like, you know, have the little the Indian Little League team or whatever, they're always going to call themselves the Braves.
This is,
or, you know, some kind of term that relates to their heritage, which is awesome. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Now,
by the way, Mark, so I'm getting these names or whatever from, I didn't even know that this was a website. You know, I'm sure you've heard of IMDb, right? The Internet Movie
Database. Yeah, I've heard that.
So I'm getting this from RSDB.org, which is the racial slur database.
So, never knew it was a thing.
It is a thing, and it's for all different races. And this one, I found myself laughing at one this is really horrible. What? TP Creeper.
TP Creeper?
That's another racial term.
Yeah, that's just like spaghetti bender to me.
Yeah, exactly.
But
you know what I think?
Pull up the white ones, because those will be funny.
Okay, sure.
Beavis.
Beavis is what?
I am Cornholio. I need TP for my bundle.
Yeah. Okay, that's funny. All right.
So when he said TP, I'm thinking toilet paper, not...
I see. You know, Cornholio. I remember him.
Yeah.
Vaguely. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with most teams that call themselves, you know, whatever Indian terms they're using. That's not... wouldn't be my fight. I would say that the Cleveland Indians need to come up with some, you know, character that's not some kind of bucktooth-looking, you know, troglodyte. and that the Washington Redskins should just go ahead and name themselves something more appropriate to Washington, D.C.
Criminals?
Yeah,
the Washington Criminals and their mascots, a congressman.
Yeah, something like that would be more appropriate in my my belief system, but
probably more offensive.
Potomac. I don't know. There's something they can name their team that doesn't have to do with that. The Senators. There used to be a Senator. Then they could, then everybody happy when they lost.
That was a baseball team.
Right. There
the
used
Washington
to be.
Senators was a baseball team.
There used to be a team called the Senators.
Yes.
That was an accurate statement. Yeah.
So I've got the whites up. Yep. What I just laughed at was bird turd.
Because there's some white in that.
Because bird.
Because you're white.
It is
bird,
alliterative.
Bird
no,
poop
rhymes.
Is white.
It rhymes.
It rhymes. Rhymes and it rhymes.
Everybody likes rhyming stuff.
And bird poop is white.
Okay.
There's an Indian slang for white, Belagana. That's a Navajo term, which roughly translates to silly white person.
Okay, well, yeah.
Betty Crocker refers to white women in general.
Betty has gotten a makeover, now the Betty Crocker character has gotten a tan. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't.
You didn't see the news story? Well, Betty Crocker always had brown hair, and now if you darken her up a little bit, she can be just about anybody.
So now the beach and would be referring to overly tanned people.
Okay. Surfers. Yeah, I got that.
For white people.
This could somewhat be used to describe Mark. Bacon bits.
Bacon bits?
Yeah.
Oh, for white people because they'll eat pork?
No, they will have relations with pigs.
That's
the claim is, you really love your pigs. I heard at Porkfest.
Yeah, well, Hazel just likes to snuggle, really. So anyway,
boss is another one.
Boss.
Boss is a racial term because it's commonly used by American minority groups, blacks, Hispanics, Asians to refer to white people.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a slur.
It is if they're intending it as one.
Okay, fine. I guess I can take all these with a grain of salt.
Casper.
The
idea. Clamhead.
Hold on, just a second. So the claim is by some blacks is these black nationalist types is that Cain had to breed with somebody. Cain was a good old-fashioned black guy, had to breed with somebody, so he found a pig in the land of Nod and bred with that, and that's how you got white people.
Okay.
And that's the notion as far as bacon bits goes.
Saltine, apparently, is also a...
That's just for somebody who doesn't have the guts to say cracker.
Yeah. Same sentiment.
Yep. Flour bag.
Flour bag?
Yep.
What do you suppose that means? Oh, because flour is white.
Right.
I was thinking it was like a purse with flowers on the side of it or something.
Yep. Sheet. Head.
Sheet. Head. All right.
Refers to, because the clan, they wear the sheets on their head.
It seems so close to towel head.
Gringo and Guaylo, of course.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm here, Guaylo.
Guaylo's Chinese.
Okay.
Or Cantonese.
Snowflake.
Yeah. There you go.
Gaijin.
Take out the hour with slurs for white people. 855-450-3733.
Horse face.
We can say whatever we want, apparently, on this issue.
It's not
longer. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.